You talked about her father, both in the book, and you just mentioned him, about him being really pretty well off. I think I saw on Wikipedia that he was Quaker. You talk about him sending her to, I don't know, a Presbyterian Sunday school or something like that. So I'm trying to sort out what he was. He was part of this perfectionist religion at the time. It made sense to me when he was wealthy. There was this thing about Quakers when they came to the New World. It was said that Quakers came to the New World to do good and they did well. And he seemed to be one of those folks. Talk a little bit about him. He was very influential in her life and her point of view, wasn't he?
Absolutely. It's widely circulating on the internet and in children's books and a few other places that he was a Quaker. The way I describe it is that he was, and Adams also was, he had Quaker tendencies. We can document that his mother was a Quaker. We also know that he was importantly influenced by the Hicksite Quaker movement. He grew up in Pennsylvania, not far from Philadelphia, where the Hicksites were so influential and had just emerged as an influential section of Quakerism when he was a boy. He brought with him to Illinois from Pennsylvania when he migrated west with his new bride in 1844. He brought with him the journal of Mr. Hicks, and we know that that was in his library. So I read the journal, and I also read up in scholars' works about what was the Hicksite Quaker movement. What I learned fit very much together with what I knew about John Adams as a person and his own religious faith, and that is that he was really an independent thinker when it came to what he believed religiously or spiritually. It's probably the case that he converted to an evangelical faith in his 20s, early 20s, because there was several, this was the Second Great Awakening, and he writes like that. He prays on his knees. The diary we have that he kept when he moved west tells us about what his religious faith was like at that time, and it was very spiritual and very devout. It reads like an evangelical Christian's diary. His mother sent a letter home, which also reads the same, I mean, his wife, Jane's mother, sent a letter home that reads the same way. And so it's pretty clear that they had both joined that movement. And yet that movement, as you know, was heavily non-denominational, though there were certainly denominational branches of it. But the main part of the movement was really not concerned about whether you were a Presbyterian or a Congregationalist or a Methodist. And it wasn't about the dogmas of the different churches, even though those were very strong in other parts of society. So John Adams did not join a church in Cedarville, the small town where he settled and where Jane Adams grew up, because he did not want to sign up for a denominational dogma, because he wanted to work it out for himself. And so he was a Quaker in the sense that Mr. Hicks had significantly influenced his thinking. He really believed, along with Hicks, that you should have a honesty with your own soul about what you believe and what you don't believe, and that you shouldn't say you believe what you don't believe. And he instructed Jane in that same teaching, and she tells that story in her memoir, so we know that. He also, though, was a politician. He was elected to the state Senate in Illinois, and so he did what Benjamin Franklin did. He made donations to all the churches in town. He helped with all the construction projects because he was a wealthy man, and he attended the Presbyterian Church most faithfully because he was raised in the German Reformed Church, but he also went to the Congregational Church sometimes. And so it's clear that he was his own man when it came to religion. So it's not correct to call him by any denomination, including Quaker, but he was a devout Christian, and he cared deeply about his own religious beliefs, and he used whatever was available in the different faiths to construct his own faith.